Have we shed sufficient light from our present position on that key question we've been probing? How do we overcome the fear that we will not be able to survive materially if we put what our bodies say first? We've clarified that this is another way of expressing the key Prince injunction: ignore power. Ignore those who promote hate and division. Essentially, ignore the global state, which creates the economy and the global class system. And recall that all of our triumvirate give us the same key guidance on this question, expressed by Nicola last week when he explained why I have preferred my work to the attainment of worldly rewards. Tesla said that he was deeply religious, although not in the orthodox meaning of the word, and gave himself, quote, to the constant enjoyment of believing that the greatest mysteries of our being are still to be fathomed, and that all the evidences of the senses and the teachings of exact and dry sciences to the contrary notwithstanding, death itself may not be the termination of the wonderful metamorphoses we witness, unquote. Do we see now and how the truth, freedom, love is a unitary phenomenon with a binary switch in our consciousness to choose or not, and that from the answer comes either all or nothing? And forgive this coming out of flow, but you know, with the propaganda press on Catalonia so relentless, it must be said that for a people to push for independence from a global state, and I'm using that to mean a state political hierarchy, the heads of which are in complete subservience or acquiescence with or resignation to the management role over the people assigned to them by the big bully boys in lust for power infinite, for power globally. That to push for independence from a global state is the opposite of being divisive, as Catalans in support of independence from Spain are being accused of being, no matter their gift of graciousness, expressed by George Orwell in a book describing his experiences fighting the fascist state during the Spanish Civil War. Quote, "I defy anyone to be thrown as I was among the Spanish working class. I ought perhaps to say the Catalan working class, for apart from a few Aragonese and Andalusians, I mixed only with Catalans, and not be struck by their essential decency, above all, their straightforwardness and generosity. A Spaniard's generosity, in the ordinary sense of the word, is at times almost embarrassing. If you ask him for a cigarette, he will force the whole packet upon you. And beyond this, there's a generosity in a deeper sense, a real largeness of spirit, which I've met with again and again in the most unpromising circumstances," unquote, from George Orwell in his Homage to Catalonia, published in 1938. Graciousness is a quality of the human spirit that exists in peoples not conquered by the state. And we're beginning to see that it is this spirit, love in essence, that we're fighting for when we seek independence from a branch of the global state. To fight for independence is an intermediary step. It's starting a conversation which in this moment cannot end but in freedom. It is striking a first note for the integrity and autonomy of the individual human being. And this autonomy and integrity must be secured for humanity to develop. So who or what can secure it? Provide the quality uncovetousness in regard to it, a disinterested guardianship over it, if not the entire world set free.
Todos y todos para uno. March.
for a marching for. If this is the same system that you cannot stop calling it, bitch, it will be the same one that will leave your broke ass in a ditch. You can't find a better reason to call this woman otherwise. Don't cry, you made the bed in which you lie. Now's the time to find a rhyme. It's got a reason and freeze a mind from angry thoughts to raise this kind. If we all wanna change it, come on, get in line. Next time we march, kick it down the door. Next time we march, all of what we're marching for. In peace, watch your best, watch your back if another leader falls.